Station 7. From the beginning, Albury's development has been shaped by its location on the border of New South Wales and Victoria and on the banks of the Great Murray River. Transport has therefore played an important and continually evolving role in the region's history.
Albury's always been a bike town. No matter where you go, if you get out of the baths, you'll see bikes piled one on top of another that high, you know. Everybody's on a bike. Remember when I first came here, it fascinated me, the number of bikes. Because it's so level, you see. There's very few hills around the town itself. It's quite easy to get about on a bike.
The original roads that led to Albury were infamously bad. Goods transported would arrive broken or shattered, with wagons damaged and horses injured from the journey. The introduction of paddle steamers on the local rivers brought a flow of new services and goods to the townships that grew up along the banks. The first paddle steamer to make it to Albury was greeted by a large and excited crowd in 1855. It was christened the SS Albury. Ironically, the paddle steamers eventually contributed to their own downfall by transporting supplies for the new railway lines. The riverboat wharf at Albury was finally dismantled in 1896. A growing population and the demand for faster and more efficient transport brought train transport to Albury in the 1880s. Being on the border of the two states, the train station housed both New South Wales and Victorian gauged trains. Albury also had a keen interest in aviation. One of our first recorded air travellers was a hot air balloonist who landed on the roof of the Globe Hotel in 1890. Local mechanics were also known to experiment with homemade monoplanes. In 1929, Albury Council began plans for an aerodrome, which was built 9 years later. The site was extended to become Albury Airport in 1964.